from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop hundreds of Toyotas indoors, one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan.
Wow, we've been talking about this, man, since spring, and it's finally here. The week of the opener on the road for the University of Miami, going up to the Swamp to play the Gators, nationally televised, one of the big games of the first full week of action in college football. Mario Cristobal, head coach for the Miami Hurricanes, joins us. Coach, good morning. How you doing?
Joe, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Man, are you kidding? I mean, I started, as soon as that Florida State-Georgia Tech game was played, I was like, wow, it is on. And speaking to that, I'm just curious, as you're going to play both those teams, what were your thoughts, and did you get a chance to watch the game at all?
Very little. Our entire focus has been on getting our team ready and our opponents. So in terms of like future opponents, there'll be time for that. But at the end of the day, you take lessons and what you watch on TV. If you have a chance to watch other teams play, and all over the country, you know, I think the 4 or 5 games that were played, some great lessons, some great teaching points, and all focus on the University of Florida.
So, Coach, we've talked for months now about, hey, finding out an open competition. We'll find out who's going to play where and who the key rotation players will play and everything else. So I'm guessing game plan and depth chart all in at this point. And how long have you been working and focusing on the Gators?
Yeah, well, we've been focusing on our opponents since, man, I mean, we always implemented something in the spring, in the summer. And then for us is finding out the players that really are the ones that could give us the best chance to win. So we've experimented a lot from spring all the way through the summer in camp. And we feel pretty settled on the guys that are going to play in terms of who's actually going to start. Well, we let that play out during the week at some positions. But for the most part, Joe, we have a really good idea of who's going to be playing.
Yeah, so the biggest thing for you're telling your team to focus on as you get ready to go to the Swamp, it's no secret, you've been up there, 90,000 plus, it's going to be stuffed, it's going to be loud for your guys. What do you tell them to focus on as you hit them with the big message before this game?
Well, I think it's, you know, especially being a Monday, you focus on winning Monday, you know, and then you focus on winning Tuesday. You focus on winning out here on Green Tree Practice Field to give yourself the best chance to be successful on Saturday. It really is that simple. I don't think you play on the emotional part of it. You already know that's going to be sky high, right? The intensity, the juice, the passion is going to be off the charts. You make sure that you're winning every part of every day as it relates to the processes of winning football games. So that's what our focus is on.
Cam Ward, he's played in some big games, but this thing to kick it off here in the Southeast, where you've been on that West Coast, but for Cam Ward, how do you feel he's come along with this offense and getting comfortable with who he's going to be playing with?
I feel good about him and all the guys that either got here in January or got here in the summer. They played a lot of football before their arrival, and luckily for us, and part of the recruiting process too is finding guys that have been in similar systems and that can relate to terminology, philosophy, all that kind of stuff. And he made the transition rather seamless, and he's excelled, you know. And certainly he's been prepping at a high level and pushing himself and his teammates, so we're certainly excited to watch him play.
We have talked, and by the way, everybody in the country's talked about your last two recruiting classes and just how good they've been, two of the best in the history of Canes football. You expect some of those guys to be on the field to play an offense and defense here, even though it's a first week. And I know none of them have seen anything like the Swamp.
Yeah, no, we do. You know, obviously it's our two classes. Our first class will now be true sophomores, so most of those guys will be playing. Our second class, they got here in January or the summer, so they'll be true freshmen, you know, and you know how it is with true freshmen, the guys that are ready to go, we're going to play them just like we did last year, and the guys that need some time, we're going to give them that time, but certainly they don't. We're not in wait-and-see mode for those guys. Every day is pushing to their max to get them ready, right? It's a long season, and at some point in time, they're going to have to be able to help us, but there's no discrimination here as it relates to playing time. No matter where you're from, what year you are, don't matter. You know, if you can get it done, you got to help us win, you're going to play.
Coach, besides the guys that have come back that were really, really good a year ago, how much you lean on that transfer portal, and especially the key guys or the big name guys like Martinez and some of the other guys and Cam Ward?
Well, I mean, but I guess the best way to put it is every program has a different starting point. And for us, we had to have a very talented, a very seasoned, hardworking, high care factor portal class, because that's where the hole in the roster was upon arrival, right? The upper tier of it, the upperclassmen. We have some really good players, but we had a lot of holes to fill. And then we layered that with some really talented freshmen, almost like sandwiched them all in there. So it makes sense. Now, it's a nice combination. You have guys that have been in the program for a bit. They have experience. Their veterans are ready to play. We brought in some portal veterans that are capable of playing right away or impacting and starting. And then you have some uber-talented freshmen that can also do it. So you rely on whatever you have to make the roster work. And for us, the portal this past cycle had to be a big factor.
You know, everybody's been talking about this game, including all the national guys who have been saying, well, the secondary's the biggest thing that the Canes are concerned with and how they'll hold up as far as communication goes so they don't have mental breakdowns, and also coverages and everything else from your safety to your starting corners and your nickelback. How do you feel about that group, not only starters but key rotation players?
Well, I hope they keep writing that kind of stuff and get our guys juiced up. You know, these guys really thrive on proving themselves and proving our team, and they've done a great job. And we have tremendous confidence in them, not because we just kind of throw it out there, but because they've done well, they've performed well. Some have waited their time and some got here, and they're good football players and they're playing well. So hopefully they'll keep, you know, putting that kind of stuff out there and get them a little bit more pissed off and ready to play.
So I got to ask you about Mark Fletcher, because I get asked about him all the time. Coach, has he been all the way back? Has he practiced with you, or what's his status right now?
All the way back and ready to play.
Okay, great. Have you ever had two 230-pound backs?
wish I had four. But, you know, we have some other guys that are – it's kind of neat because it's, you know, like having different pitchers, right? Your fastball, curveball, slider, knuckleball. Yeah. We got different guys that can do different things, but what they all do really well, they all protect really well, you know? And you got to be able to protect the quarterback if you're on the field, and they all catch the ball well, they run hard, they get downhill, but they can also bounce up and get it outside. They can go through you, around you. They've kept it really competitive. They're improving on a daily basis. They know they got a ways to go, but we feel that our backs are getting better and better and are going to be a strong part of our program.
As you get closer to this game, I mean, I could tell everybody's kind of jacked up. The NFL's got a week off, and there you guys are in one of the primetime games to kick off this Saturday. Your team must start to feel, can you feel like they realize that all this practice and all these scrimmages and the jump they're going to make to this huge game, that it's a big game to start the season?
They do. They've known. They've known since that game's been on the schedule. Everybody has, right? Our alumni, their alumni. I mean, everybody across the country. So, again, while all that, the noise, the juice, the hype is going on around us, the most important thing for us is, man, the work, right, is making sure every single day that we're focused on winning that particular day so we can get better and go get it done.
Coach, do you see more guys in a rotation to start the season, especially early? It is a long season. It's not like about five or six games that you do want to try to play a lot of guys and keep guys fresh for this game.
Yeah, if they're capable, you know. The thing we want to keep around here is playing time being something that is earned as opposed to just given away. And we do feel that the guys have proven themselves and that are capable. of playing, contributing, the winning football. So you're going to see a significant amount of guys playing at a couple positions, and others, you know, maybe a little bit more just locked in. So, but overall, I think you'll see a fair amount of players playing, and from all classes, not just the older guys, but you'll see freshmen and sophomores. You'll see a lot of Miami Hurricanes playing.
Coach, what have you learned maybe from last year that you bring into this year? Is there any things as you keep learning as a head coach, and I know you've been doing this for a while now, but are there things you learn, especially being with the Canes?
Absolutely, Joe. Every single year you do, man. You know, you look in the mirror and you look at your own faults. You look at the ways you can make your team better, and you attack it. You know, it's luckily for me, I was raised by some badass parents that have no plan, you know, and they're always like, hey, man, own up, man up. Don't focus on anything except going forward. And, you know, remind yourself why you came to Miami. You came to Miami to end 15, 20 years of, you know, what, anyways, to get Miami to what Miami needs to be doing. And by working, by just shutting up, going to work, doing right by people and helping people get better and impact others. And that's it, man. It's that simple.
Mara, it's been a quiet couple of weeks, which tells me there hasn't been much coming out of your camp. It's been total focus and not a guy doing this or a guy doing that, or this guy's making a great catch, or this guy had a great practice. Is that something you want to get away from and turn this more into a team thing?
Absolutely. I mean, when you go on the road playing in big games in tough environments, your processes have to continue to get more and more airtight. Right? Because you can't let anything externally impact or affect the way you prepare and play. So it's been the mindset and the process for us, and it's been a great 2 weeks. We're certainly looking forward to an awesome practice today.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You were in so many close games, both wins and losses, last year. Can you learn from that, or is that more about experience of players and like, all right, hey, we can come back, and we're down three, or we're up seven. Let's make it double digit here in the fourth quarter. Can you learn from last year?
Absolutely, man. I mean, there's opportunities all over the place, both had and lost, right? And from myself to our staff to our players, everybody. I mean, take it and own it, and think about it. For us, it's always been kind of the vision, right? Year one was going to be extremely difficult because of you know, the need for roster enhancement and coaching stability. And then year two, okay, there's going to be progress. And, man, it's a battle every game in the fourth quarter, and it's a toss-up. And now, you know what, let's take another step, right? That's what football has always been about, development, hard-ass work, and finding a way to get things done. And, you know, you find those nuggets everywhere, from third down in red zone to, you know, decisions on whatever we got to do with the ball, when we got to do it, who to put in, who to take out. So, I mean, you know, we've done it and been through it all.
You have always talked about line of scrimmage. You're one of the first guys when I think about it, Marlon. I've known you for a long, long time. You've talked about it's hard to win unless you can control the line of scrimmage defensively and on an offensive line, which has been really good coming off how good they were a year ago. You got to feel pretty damn good about both sides of the football and the depth you have right now. And I know they got to play. We haven't seen it. But when you know what it's supposed to look like.
Well, you know what, Joe? Honestly, I'm beyond excited to watch the trenches up front, because it's going to be a muddy, bloody battle. Call it what it is. They are enormous up front. You know, they are, you know, a typical offense and defensive line for their program and for their conference. They're massive, and they got power and they got speed on the edge. And we feel that we have power and size and speed on the edge and inside. So it's one of those things that, you know, you build up to, you work at, you recruit, you develop. Mm-hmm. And then, man, you go prepare those guys. You let them play out. It should be absolutely awesome to watch.
Yeah. Well, see, there you go. Getting this thing all juiced up for me, man, for this Saturday. It's going to be great at 3:30. Mario, I really appreciate you coming on just to get this thing rolling here this season. And I know everybody's looking forward to seeing. We've talked so much about the talent and the players and starting with Cam Ward and such a special player to see how he does in the big show. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Thank you.
Appreciate you, Joe. Have a good one. Go Canes. Right.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.